Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Loud and Local with Kevin Deers rolls on 99.9 KISW.
We are back here on Loud and Local, and like I mentioned before I went to commercial break, Travis Brocht, is it Brocht or Brock?
Brocht.
Brocht, okay, because I was unclear on the pronunciation, but it is...
I appreciate you asking, though. I have some friends that I've known for years who have been slaughtering my last name. I won't mention names, but one of their names rhymes with Schmannen.
Man. All right, dude. Well, it's been a while since we've had you up. I think was the last time I actually had you in studio. Was that the second coming?
Thing, yeah,
reunion show. Been a while. Obviously, you've been busy. You've been busy with Bruiser Brody. You guys played a killer show on Friday.
Yeah, it was fun, man.
At the Tractor Tavern over in Ballard.
Yep.
Give me a short little review, man, because you said that was your first time ever playing the Tractor, which is pretty crazy because...
Weird.
You played in Second Coming all over huge venues all over the world, and now like one of the most iconic in Seattle, you get to finally play that venue. That's awesome.
I know.
Give me a little review.
Well, first of all, it was a major personal thing for me because my son Tristan got to open for us for the first time ever. So
Tristan, what's up, dude?
What's going on, man?
You got to play your first show ever with your new band, right?
Yeah, it was amazing.
That's so killer. And you got to kind of share the stage with your pops?
Yeah.
That's epic.
Share the same stage with them, man. It was an amazing turnout. A lot of love and support from my city. It felt really good.
That's awesome, man. Tristan.
It was a total Ken Griffey Jr., Ken Griffey Sr. thing, dude. That's all I can equate it to.
Right?
Back in 89 when Ken Griffey Jr., they're both taking a podium just clowning each other. That's exactly what I was.
He's like, you gotta keep up, pops.
Yeah. It was badass.
Right on, man.
So everybody rocked that night. Jericho Hill split that up. And it was fun. I had a blast.
That's awesome, man. Well, it's not like you're going to be taking much of a break because this Friday you also have another show.
Yeah.
And this one is also in Seattle. It is the Triple Door, and it is with Aaron Jones, Whitney Monjay, Jondas Beckman, and Intizar, as well as Ben Smith and Friends. Going to be a very, very awesome. This is what I call the total. Loud and Local showcase, man. That is so much local talent, and not to mention the debut of your solo project. You have a new album called The Last Funeral. This is, I believe, your first solo record?
Yeah. Before I get into that, I just want to elaborate on that. The July 5th show that was put together by Ed Maloney.
Yeah, this Friday, yeah.
Yeah, he was the owner of Highway 99 Blues Club. And so he took this thing and basically made it a Highway 99 Blues Club. It isn't a Highway 99 Blues Club presents, but he took it and moved it to the Triple Door.
Of course,
and it's all the same cats. And, you got R.L. Heyer, Kathy Moore, Aaron Jones, like you said, Jeff Rouse from Bruiser Brody, Brooke Lazotte, Thaddeus Turner from Mock Tube, and Whitney Monjay. Jondas and Tess and Will will be out front in the Music Aquarium, keeping everybody rolling and everything, and then we got Dudley Taft from Second Coming coming in.
Oh, yeah.
And we're gonna do some Second
That's
Coming.
That's so dude. Really
the first time ever with the three of us, man. In
That's
20
so
plus, God, I don't even know.
That's insane, man. It's going to be an incredible night of all local music. And you know what? If you have a hangover from 4th of July, call in sick and then just make sure you show up to the show.
Straight
just
up.
Just keep it hair of the
Don't
dog,
be a sissy.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. So we got to get into this, man. The Last Funeral is going to be coming out early August. You're going to have digital and CDs. This was something that, man, it's been a long time coming. You've been playing shows for a while as a solo artist. Now the album is coming to fruition. And, how stoked are you, man? I bet you're pretty stoked.
I'm, because of the subject matter of it.
Okay, maybe not stoked. Maybe
yeah, this
that's
is
a weird word for it.
Okay. I've told anybody this, I think, but this will be the first and last time I ever do this set. I'm never doing this again.
Okay.
I'm so freaking, I'm wasted. inside from it, just doing it over and over again. I got to go do practices and listen to, and it's like seeing a dying friend all the damn time, dude. And I'm getting sick of it. So this is, I told them, and this is the first time I'm coming public with it. This is it. I can't do this anymore. It's old. It's not even fun anymore.
Well, do you mind if I pry a little deeper and ask, like,
that's why I'm here,
exactly,
man.
Exactly, why is it? Is it just the subject matter, and is it about a lot of loss and regret?
Yeah, I'm assuming. Totally. I got a lot of regret, and I got a lot of depression, and I didn't realize what it was. I thought it was just me being a dick all the time, but I'm just things didn't go the way I thought they were going to go in the music world, man. You know, and sometimes it's not based on talent; it's just based on planetary alignment, and I understand that. Yeah. And I'm like kind of waving that kid goodbye, you know, the kid that was like, you know, oh man, just gonna take the world by the balls, you know, like this guy right here, you know, sitting to my right. And I remember that, and I just don't have it anymore. It's fun to do Bros of Brody stuff because there's not really a lot of work involved, and it's, you know, it's fun with my boys. But this stuff's just, it's stressful, and it's not stuff I was good at. I'm not good at business. I've said it before. I needed managers. You know, I'm not good at booking shows. I don't know how to do that kind of stuff because I never did that in Second Coming and all the other bands. There's always somebody else to take care of the dirty work, you know? And, it's not fun. It sucks. And it just adds to more stress, and it's impossible to go out there and bleed through your eyes when you're thinking about seating and or who's playing when and this and that and all the stupid logistics behind it. I just want to be an artist and just do that stuff and have it taken care of for me, but it doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
And so I'm kind of slowly waving that kid goodbye that thought, you know, well, you still got a chance to be on MTV again or whatever. It's just like, man, the reality is this. I'm almost 50 and I'm fat and old and unsexy, man, and it's not there anymore. And so I feel like it's time to just see that kid off. And I got this kid coming in, and you know, he's gonna have his own future and whatever. I hope it was better than mine. And it's weird to say that, but depression is a mf'er, man. I mean
well,
I don't want to sound like a victim.
Let me say I hope
that other people, like, I don't know if I'm like sending a message or anything. I mean, yeah, no. It's okay if you don't take a shower for a month, you know, and sit on your couch, you know, don't brush your teeth for months. And it's just, that's what this album is for me. That's all it brings back is that. So I don't ever want to do it again.
As someone who's battled a lot, and I'm not going to say that I've been in your shoes because I have not been in your shoes, but as someone who has a battle with mental things myself, I'm going to first say the most important thing and say, I hear you. And that is very important. But I will also say that you are an incredible talent, and I want the music to speak for itself. So let's enjoy the music. And if, you know, on your own terms, if you want to keep playing shows, if you don't, it's up to you, man. That is your art, and that is what you're putting out in the world. And you've taken all of this time, and you have produced this. And so you can't let anyone determine or dictate what you do, how far you go. If this wants to be a weekend warrior project where you play once in a while, or you just go to an open mic and you release one of these songs, it doesn't matter. This album is out in the ether. It is a physical product that people can enjoy, and people can listen and enjoy this record. And I'm not trying to go off on one here, but I totally hear what you're saying. But I also think it's very important that this music is out there, and I think it's also very important that people show up and witness this, because if this is the last time, like you're saying,
it is.
This needs to be experienced, because this is some heavy stuff, and I appreciate you bearing your soul, man.
I'm just glad. I appreciate you, man. And I know a lot of people probably know what I'm talking about. You don't have to go to a shrink to find out that something's up.
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, whatever. But I'm just glad that the album got done. I'm glad that that's my last thing that I leave behind. So 10 years down the road or 10 weeks down the road, if I'm dead and gone, at least this morbid thing will be left behind of me speaking from – I literally am speaking from the grave on some of these songs. Tristan's involved in one of them, and it's freaking heartbreaking. I feel like a horrible dad for putting him through that to make him sing some of the stuff that I had him sing, but it made goddamn sense, and I know it's going to make sense even more so when I'm gone. I think it'll be one of those eerie, cool things like Bowie did when he left.
Yeah.
And then the next, you know, week they released his album, and he was speaking from the grave. And I think that's the coolest goddamn thing you can probably do. I love that. I think that's awesome. Or dying on stage, doing what you love. I love that. I think that's awesome. So, yeah, this is it. This is my last thing that I leave behind. And if it's the last thing I ever leave behind, dude, I'm good with that because I got it all out.
Like you said, the album is The Last Funeral, and we're going to play a song from it right now. This is Love is Just Religion. It's Travis Brock, singer of Bruiser Brody, singer of Second Coming, his new solo album. We'll be talking more with him in just a moment. It's Loud and Local on The Rock.
Would find me someday. pronouncing your name, what a
that was some nice sitar action.
You
sitar,
like that?
Right?
Indrajeet.
Amazing, dude. That
That's
was
a stud.
Travis Brocht, singer of Bruiser Brody, singer of Second Coming, his new solo album, The Last Funeral, coming out early August on both digital and CDs. It was it's going to be released to the Kickstarter first. So this has been your first personal Kickstarter experience. Send me through this journey, man. It's been pretty awesome to see that people are out there and willing to throw in some shekels to support this crazy project of yours, right?
I will say I am extremely humbled. I didn't know how that was going to go, man.
Yeah.
I was stressed, but I will say that Glenn Cannon. Glenn, JT, I mean, everybody in Bruiser Brody, dude, that's who I went to. I went to the fam first. I was like, guys, I don't know. And Glenn was so cool about walking me through that. JT was so cool about walking me through that. So I was still stressed out, though. But Glenn had just done his Kickstarter for his new album.
And he's coming up next week here.
He's got talk about July 12th show. Yeah. He'll be doing the Crocodile, unveiling his stuff. So, we were like, I took everything off his Kickstarter and basically copied it.
Nice.
As far as a reward program, hey, man, you know, I don't have that kind of, I don't know. So, anyway,
Cool, man.
Sorry, well, I'll ramble all day, dude.
No, that's what we're here for.
You got to stop me, Kev. You got to jump in and just be like, all right, good. We got the
turn his microphone off. What do you think this is? what is that, Airheads? What do you think this is, Airheads? So again, Friday at the Triple Door, if you want to hear these songs live, it's probably, according to Travis over here, it's probably going to be the last time. Well, he says definitely going to be the last time.
It's definitely
going to be
the last time I do this.
Definitely, his soul will be flayed out in the open for the last time with this material. So damn it, go to this show and support local artists. Ben Smith and Friends headlining alongside Aaron Jones, Whitney Moss, John Jay, Jaundice Beckham, and Intizar, as well as Travis Brocht, and it's going to be pretty awesome, man. We just played "Love Is Just Religion" from the album, and I understand that you actually it's important that you did a Sean Smith cover. He was an incredible musician here, obviously the singer of Brad and so many other projects, and we did a memorial show for him, but I just kind of want to ask you, like, what was your relationship with Sean, and I guess what made you choose this song to do a Sean Smith cover on the album?
Sean, I met so I've always known of Sean and Brad and Pigeonhead and Satchel from back in the day, but back then it was the early '90s, and back then, like, I was in a different mindset. I was into Pantera. I was all full of testosterone and stuff.
Yeah.
And when Sean's stuff came out, I remember I was like, oh, rad! You know, this guy's got a really good voice, and he plays the piano just like Andy Wood, and I guess they were best friends. And so, I mean, it makes sense, and that's awesome. And he's doing it with the guys from Pearl Jam. Cool. And that was it. I wasn't interested anymore, you know, because I had my own thing going on.
Yeah.
So, always knowing, having known about him in the peripheral, and then meeting him through Ed Maloney, through Highway 99 Blues Club, being out there for Ben Smith and Friends Jam, and Sean was out there and with a whole bunch of people, and it was like, I was like, dude, look, you know, I love that you play the piano. I love that you're still doing it, because I play the piano. I love playing piano songs, whatever, but it's never been an option for me, because I was in bands that really didn't require that.
Yeah.
And so, or it would be ridiculous if I came out and did something like that.
Yeah.
You know, so it was always something that I wanted to do. And we got to talking, and we just smashed it off really good backstage at the Highway 99 Blues Club. And we just talked for hours and geeked out about pianos and different action on pianos and keyboards versus did all this stuff, you know,
Nerdy with it. I like it, dude.
But, you know, I loved Sean for the guy he was. We would talk about our kids. He would talk about Dove. I'd talk about his son Dove, and I'd talk about Tristan.
Yeah.
And I loved Sean more for just the kindred spirit that he was, and just always had a tear in his eye. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, just damn, that's what's up. For real. That's the real talk. And put the music aside. So anyway, he inspired me. He's like, dude, drag that piano out there and do it. This is the place to do it at 99. So I did. I dragged the piano out and did a solo show and played the piano for the first time ever, and it was all because of Sean. So anyway,
that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jumped to
– championed you and like got
really
you
did.
To do it.
He really did. And I was just like, it's just time. I'm old enough to now. You know, I'm old enough to where I got a good excuse because I'm old. So jumped to like the club closes – Eddie had a lot to do with the booking over there at Triple Door. And so Ed, Ben Smith, and I put this show together at the Triple Door. And we're like, got to get Sean involved. So literally the Sunday previous to the Tuesday that he passed, or Tuesday night or Wednesday morning, he had passed. We were on the phone with each other. And we're just like, all right, man, it's going to be awesome. Let's go have dinner next Sunday at the Triple Door. Ed's like, I got a suite. We'll have dinner, you, me, Ben, and Travis, and we'll pound this thing out and get this show going. And it was going to – and so it went from literally in 6 days and I called Sean. I was like, hey, man, I'm stoked. I can't wait to see you. It was like a Monday. I'm like, I can't wait to see you, dude. And this is going to be awesome. This show's going to be awesome. And we're taking – whatever. And then literally went from Ben Smith and Friends featuring Sean Smith to Ben Smith and Friends in memoriam of Sean Smith in 6 goddamn days, dude.
Jesus.
And we still went and had dinner, and it was the weirdest ever. I mean,
it's
sorry.
Okay.
Me and Ben and Ed, dude, just sat there, and we couldn't even conduct business. We were just in so much shock and sadness and whatever.
Man.
So I'm doing this song, man.
Yeah.
This is for Sean because – this is the way, and I'm in the studio at London Bridge Studios. For those of you who don't know the history behind London Bridge, a lot of big records from this town came out there, and one of them was Mother Love Bone recording when Andy recorded Crown of Thorns on that 9-foot Yamaha piano they got.
Yes.
There, and it's still there. And then so years later, Sean wrote Wrapped in My Memory for Andy. And then I'm sitting in that damn studio, and I'm like, I'm doing Wrapped in My Memory that he did for
Sean.
Andy, for Sean.
Wow.
Crazy stuff. So I sat down and one take this thing. I told Kelly Gray, who produced this album, an absolute brother of mine. He's recorded everything I've ever done since 19 years old. And Second Coming included. I had him come in and record this album. I was like, dude, I want to do this song. Dude, just hit record and let it go. We're not punching it out. This isn't one of those things. This is just going to be a vulnerability tune. And I lost my hearing this song. And you can hear it. Sorry, man.
It's okay.
And you can hear it. So it's pretty vulnerable. And it. So anyway, we're putting a Missing Man Formation track on the CD. And 10% of the album is going to go for a fun setup for Dove. And it's not going to make the kid millions, but it's something to say, we love you, man, and we're thinking about you, dude, and you're part of our family, so.
Right on, man. Well, thank you very much, dude. Such an awesome story there, and I can't really even – there's nothing I can really say, man. Like that's an incredible story, and if – you got to see this live. So definitely come out Friday and see this one again at the Triple Door. This is Travis Brock. This is his solo music, and this is him covering Sean Smith in memory of Sean Smith. So here it is, Wrapped in My Memory. We'll be back with more from Travis Brock. It's Loud and Local on The Rock.
So unafraid to walk to the river and turn around again, and you're wrapped in my memory like chains. Oh, I say that the flowers will always be here in my heart, like an old-fashioned movie with I'll never forget your part. I'll never forget your part. Stand up on that stage and tell us what you've been feeling before you started to fade. You gave me something to believe in, and that's the best thing, the best thing, the best thing that anyone can give. Yeah, you're home.
This is Loud and Local with Kevin Deers on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Back here on Loud and Local. So far, you've heard two songs of the three we are debuting from the new Travis Brock solo album. The first Travis Brock solo album, and apparently last Travis Brock solo album. Or is that? Do you think it'll be the last solo album, you think? Or just the last?
I think so.
Okay.
Yep. All right. At least another 10 years before I do that again, dude. That's ridiculously stressed out.
The Last Funeral is the album. It's coming out early August, both digital and CDs. Released to his Kickstarter first, but you're actually hearing him first here. Very, very cool. It's an opportunity for us to get this out into the world as a chance for you to know what you'll see this Friday at the Triple Door. It is an incredible Highway 99 presents, Highway 99 Blues Club presents the Triple Door debut of The Last Funeral set by Travis Brock. We also got Ben Smith and Friends, Aaron Jones, Whitney Monjay, Jondas Beckman, and Intizar, and there were several others as well, correct?
Yeah, Will Andrews and R.L. Hire. Yeah, it's going to be a who's who of what's what.
Local Northwest powerhouse there, so.
Yeah.
Very cool, man. So I got to ask you, man, you worked with quite a few artists on this
album. I sure did, man. JT Phillips, Jake Carden, Kyle Court, and James Bergstrom, previously of Second Coming, with me on the drums. And we got Tor Dietrichson, who's sitting in on percussion, and Indrajeet, and I apologize for the last name, I'm going to try it, who did the sitar on the Love Is Just Religion. And Kelly Gray, the infamous Kelly Gray, who tracked and recorded all this at London Bridge, man. All studs, all. I owe them all for this. There's no way I could have done this. These guys are consummate professionals, man. I can't play his guitar, and these guys completely set me straight and made it, everything right. And also the people, all 112 backers on Kickstarter, Heather Laren and all everybody, man. Couldn't do it without them.
That's awesome.
It was a great way to pull it all together. It was highly stressful.
But it's all coming to fruition, man.
I can't wait to quit all this crap and just play a Dead Moon cover band for the rest of my life, dude.
Nice, man. Yes. Well, hell yeah. We'll see it. We'll see it, man. Is it going to rise? Is it going to fall? We'll see, dude. We're going to let it all hang out on Friday at the Triple Door, for better or for worse. I have a feeling it's going to rise. But you know what, man? This is your chance now. Shout-outs, thank yous, whatever you want to do, man. This is your opportunity before we get into the last song that we're going to play, which is actually called The One. So, Travis, what do you got to say, man, to the Northwest audience?
Thank you. Thanks. I mean... Yeah. I just get ready for this kid that's sitting to my right, Tristan. He's the next chapter. This kid's going to kill it.
Knock it off.
What, after so, I whip actually, his ass outside for not bringing me cigarettes.
Before we go any further, you know, your last year, tell me a little bit about your band, Tristan. So
my band,
give you a little shine.
Solar Tone. So it's actually the guitar player, Luke Delgado, who is Duffy Delgado's son,
another
Seattle scenester.
Yeah.
I went to school with him and Ryan Wells also, on who's our drummer, man. So yeah, they just hit me up one day and asked me to come on down and jam War Pigs. And, you know, who doesn't know War Pigs? So I came down, jammed, and here we are. Yeah, we had our first show last Friday at the Tractor, like we were talking about previously. And, yeah. Isn't that funny? Yeah. You just heard a little bit of a silence. My dad's looking at me. He's like, don't forget to mention your bass player, Andrew. I'm so sorry if you're listening. I don't know your last name, but keep a lookout. Keep a lookout for him on Facebook somewhere.
Oh, band member, dude.
Andrew.
That's awesome. That's
I know, dude. Jeez. When you just know their numbers and see them every Saturday, you don't really ask for last names, do you?
That's. Oh, I got to ask you, though,
isn't
because
that disrespectful?
You grew up with a father who's a rock singer, a rock star.
Yeah.
When did you decide, like, I want to do what my dad does? I want to start singing. Did you always sing, like, his songs growing up?
I don't really think it was like a decision thing. You know, I just kind of grew up by his side, and you know, he's my best friend. So he took me everywhere. You know, he didn't push anything on me. It's just we were best friends, you know. And so he just
That's
took
awesome.
Me everywhere he went. And, you know, I got to see how things kind of went from a young age. And that little kid that he's waving goodbye is the one that I'm saying hi to. So, you know, it's when you grow, when you say your
That's
dad's
a
rock
it.
Singer,
a
you know, I didn't
it.
Look at him like that. He was just my dad, and he was my hero. And I just saw him, you know, I saw all these people screaming stuff at him, and I'm like, man, I want to feel that feeling. And so when he'd bring me up on stage when I was little and I felt that, it was like a crack feeling, man. It was an addiction. So here we are. I'm trying to make him proud, you know, passing him the torch is what he likes to call it.
One more time, your band?
Solar Tone. Yeah, Solar Tone. Keep a lookout for us. We don't have anything released as far as music goes or merch, you know. We're still new, so we're working on that stuff. But keep a lookout for us. We're going to be playing El Corazon next on August October 13th. Open up for Saliva.
Cool.
So, yeah.
I have a feeling this won't be the last time that Solar Tone is on Loud and Local. Travis, thank you so much,
Kevin,
man.
Thank
Tristan,
you, dude.
Thank you.
I seriously appreciate you hit me up for this, dude, and I appreciate you reaching out, man.
Hell yes, bro. And again, the last funeral coming out early August. Be on the lookout for that if you have not already purchased it with the Kickstarter, or go see them this Friday, the Triple Door, the debut, probably the last time. I'm saying probably, he's saying definitely. He's shaking his head. He's like, no, damn it, say it's the last time. All right, so The One by Travis Brock. What do you got to say about this one before we kick you out of here, we send you home, and we keep your dog?
This is she's totally licking her cooch right now. This is an old Postmodern Heroes tune. So shout out to the old school Postmodern Heroes boys in the crowd. And yeah.
Here it is. Travis Brock. Thanks, man.
Right on. Thank you, buddy.
Here it is. It's Loud and Local on The Rock.
I love you, Travis. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.